Back in the days of old, God's people sacrificed animals on altars. That all seems very foreign to us now, but it was commonplace back in the day. Fortunately, we don't need to do that anymore. Or do we? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Well, of course, these days we're not in the business of sacrificing animals. People did that to atone for their sins and for a variety of other reasons too. But if you believe in Jesus, you don't need to atone for your sins because through his ultimate sacrifice on that cross, your sins are forgiven once and for all. Hallelujah! No more sacrifices. Yeah, but hang on just a minute, because this whole my sins are forgiven thing isn't a one-time deal. It's the beginning in a process of living a new life, a changed life, a life focused on following Jesus, a life intent on sharing his love, and a life lived to make a real difference in this world. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. And don't forget to do good and to share what you have with others, because sacrifices like these are very pleasing to God. That's not rocket science now, is it? And yet it's easy to forget to do good amidst the hurly-burly of life. It's all too easy to become so self-absorbed in building for ourselves a life of comfort and convenience that we forget to share what we have with those in need, that we shy away from making real sacrifices for others. So it turns out that sacrifices still are a thing, that they're in fact very pleasing to God. And don't forget to do good and to share what you have with others, because sacrifices like these are very pleasing to God. It's pretty simple, really. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Imagine taking that one scripture to heart and through it altering the course of someone's life by blessing them. That's the power of God's word. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.